And hello, welcome to the Beer Goggles Podcast, episode 4. I'm Drew.
I'm Nate.
And today's a little less colder outside, but inside, it's just as fucking cold.
For real.
Yeah, sun's out melting all the snow and we're still seeing our breath in here. Fucking icebox.
Well, for the record, it is starting to get colder because the sun's going down, but...
It is easily
on my
10 degrees colder in here than it is out the doors.
And on my way to get the beer, I was like getting warm. Like,
yeah.
And I was just wearing an undershirt and a sweatshirt, and I was like, the fuck?
Anything, happened? St. Patty's Day, I didn't do much.
Nah, I didn't.
I drank a 40 and watched Walking Dead. Drank two 40s and watched Walking Dead and watched a stand-up.
Yeah, I had like a one Mickey's, which, malt liquor. But, that and, I rode around a snowmobile. Because it was snowing in the glorious Poconos.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day, March, snow. Yep. That's our spring.
Yeah.
I've been going to open mics every Sunday. And, our friend Cliff is starting out. And he's pretty good. And it was okay. Some of the dudes really funny, some of them not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's super nice there, though. So you always, like... Even if they're not good, you're giving them a good, you know, you hang out and...
Yeah.
There was this fucking awful bitch there that was just like, while people were talking and doing their stand-ups, she was just screaming like, Sarostitute fucking like, woo! In this like quiet little room and she was fucking wasted. And she ended up getting up there and doing a stand-up.
Was she funny?
No, not at all. But the thing is, if she would just shut up and been respectful, then you would have been like, well, all right, she's not too bad. You know, but she was obnoxious and awful.
Just
and then,
her being a bitch overall made it...
Yeah, it was just real bad. But everyone else, it wasn't too bad. There was some funny things about it. Maybe I'll get enough guts one day to do it myself. Yeah. And yesterday at work, there was a guy who came in named Mike. And he talked to us for like an hour and a half. Really cool dude. So shout out to Mike who lives in Weatherly. And he works at Jack Frost. If he listens to this, he probably won't. He doesn't have the internet. But if he does, by some weird chance, shout out to him because he's awesome. He's real into movies, like leaps and bounds above even a fan of movies. Like he's super into scores and super. He was saying that like certain directors and people who put together the scores and people who do the art for like storyboarding are like the our age Renaissance artists and stuff. Like he's real, and it was awesome to talk to him. Very like sophisticated individual. But he was like, what, you're like 35, right? And I was just like, no, I'm only 24. And that, like, somehow brought me to think, like, when am I, like, I'm getting to the age now where I'm wondering if I'll ever not think that drawing a big cartoonish dick on something isn't funny. Like, I'm really wondering if I'll ever get over, like, how funny cartoony dicks look on animals or, or people.
Hopefully not. Because that would just make every, like, if I ever stop laughing at a fart. Like, if someone just blows ass randomly and I'm just like, if I don't do that when I'm, like, 50, I don't want to live anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was just thinking about the age. Just like, I hope when I am 35, I still think that's funny.
I'm sure we will. I'm almost positive.
And that's good. It's comforting.
It is.
All right, well, today we are going to be drinking Hop City's Barking Squirrel Lager and... Wild Blue Blueberry Lager.
Which I'm stoked about.
Yes, and we've realized that we haven't done lagers yet on the cast. So.
Yeah, I mean, we did Black Lager, but...
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Black Water doesn't count as lager.
For real.
Yeah, but so we figured we'd do two of them. And, one was recommended to us by the place we go to get beer... And that's the Barking Squirrel. So That was as per recommendation. And then the who doesn't want to drink blueberry anything?
Yeah, I picked up the beer. I saw Wild Blue next to the Barking Squirrel, and I was like, blueberry lager, I must try this. And I've never had it, so I'm super stoked on that.
I mean, Nathan is drinking a blueberry Red Bull right now, too, and it's a very good product. Good shout out to Red Bull doing something good.
Red Bull, what the fuck are those drinks? Vodka and Red Bulls, man?
With those, yeah.
With these, I would get stupid.
Yeah.
Girl drink drunk.
It's funny, because for a long time, when I was dating that awful fucking bitch from Philly, she would always get vodka, cranberry juice, and Red Bull. And now it's like you can cut out the cranberry juice and just get the cranberry Red Bulls, which taste way better anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would be doing that.
If they came out with, like, an orange-flavored one, it would be rad, too. Like, those Swift Kicks.
Yeah.
Like, those things are fucking delicious. But
problem with orange, though, you battle the line of chalky.
Yeah, true.
Like, orange products sometimes really are
terrible. Dump a shitload of Tang in that tank.
Right? I'm all about it, because Tang is the best thing in the world.
We're drinking Red Bull like spacemen do.
It really does give you wings.
Motherfucking anti-gravity wings. They're fucking moon shoes.
They're fucking moon shoes. Fucking moon. Anti-gravity shoes. For anyone who doesn't watch anything from Rooster Teeth on YouTube, go and watch Rage Quit.
Yeah, just type in Rage Quit, and I mean, it's got to say Rooster Teeth as the person who uploaded the video, because a lot of people do Rage Quit, but this guy does it the best. Just because the way he fucking gets pissed and shit is...
And it's so... Watching him is... You think he's some, like, old dude. And then you see him and you're just like, wow, you do not look like your voice.
He doesn't at all.
I just imagine some, like, dude always, like, living with his mom, old, with, like, constant 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, I sort of picture him as, like, a chubbier...
Yeah.
Like, mid-30s kind of guy who... You know, like, still gets acne.
Yeah. You know? And, like, isn't good at games.
Yeah.
But he actually is good at games and...
Yeah.
Fuck Rooster Teeth. It's, like, dream job right there.
Yeah, for real.
That'd be so awesome.
Dude, that's funny, though. Like, just speaking of him, he started doing Rage Quit by himself in his house in New Jersey, sent it into Rooster Teeth, and they wound up eventually giving him a job down in Austin, Texas. And now he plays video games for a fucking living. Like... If I knew I could shout at a fucking TV screen and fucking end up making a living off that, I'd fucking have been doing it for a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, when I was whipping around.
We already do it.
Yeah, I know. I used to whip around Nintendo controllers like a fucking mace. Get all pissed. But I think we should crack open a brewski.
All right, we're going to start with the Barking Squirrel Lager from Hop City.
First, I will give a little...
They're from Canada.
Oh, they're from Canada?
Yeah, they're from Brussels. No, Brussels, Belgium is the... I'm going to read in the box.
South Kichelano.
Yeah, they won the 2011 Grand Gold winner. I can't read it all because my glasses are bad. But they won an award for something somewhere along the lines of making beers. And they're from Canada, so that's
there's
good.
There's a big fucking maple leaf on here, eh?
Oh, yeah. Maybe they're from, like, Toronto or something, yeah?
South Kichelano.
All right, there we go. They're from a...
No, they're not.
They're from a kitchen.
Shit. Yeah, it doesn't say anywhere, but,
who
you
fucking
know,
cares? It's Canada.
No, fuck you. Canada's great.
America. Not really.
Barking Squirrel is a 5% APV amber lager with a distinct, rich, burnt orange color and subtle, noble hop aroma. Its medium body, pleasant hop bitterness, and caramel malt sweetness makes it smooth and drinkable with a slight hop aftertaste. That's pretty much it. That's all their website has to say about it.
Caramel malt, huh? That's interesting.
They've won the Ontario Brewing Awards 2010. That's People's Choice. 2010 Brewing Awards Silver. Grand Gold Quality Award in 2011.
That's the one in Belgium, right? Or no? Maybe not.
I don't know.
Mad Awards over here.
and silver in Canadian Brewing Awards. It was really hard to read. 2010. So, it's an award winner for Shout.
They're actually both award winners. I'm looking at the other box. They got a gold medal in some sort of thing, too.
No, I can't wait to taste that gold medal flavor.
All right. As per always, drinking out of Batman and Superman is Nathan, and then drinking out of Green Lantern and Wonder Woman is Drew.
Yep, Super Squirrel tonight is Superman.
Super Squirrel. And I was debating, but I actually think I'm going to go ahead and say that Green Lantern is going to get the Barking Squirrel. I think it only makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does.
All right. Well, I love how good those come out.
Smells like lager.
It does smell like lager.
Ooh, it does have a little burnt orange color to it. Look at that. They don't lie about their beer.
Not like Guinness. Guinness loves to lie about their beer. Today's intro song, as per every day's intro song, is made by our good friend Charlie Don. He was a guest earlier in the podcast, episode 2.
Did he talk to you at all about being a future guest with his brother?
No, but I would love that.
Yeah, his brother's a bartender. He said he could help us out getting some beers that might be tough to find, so
We'll get him on, dude. Yeah, that'll be awesome. And then after the intro, our good friend Jay-Z let us... let us use a little bit of his music.
Our good friend Hove. What made me think of that for the song today, I was in line at the dollar store, and there was a fucking, one of those, you know, celebrity rags, and it said, Kanye says something to Hove and Justin, and I'm like, I've never seen Jay-Z's name put as Hove on, like, you know, like National Enquirer, yeah. So it made me laugh. All
right, well, on that note, cheers.
Cheers.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
It's very, like, warm lager. It's cold. It's beer, but it's not like a cheap bitter.
No. And they're, like, you only get a little bit of the bitter aftertaste.
Yeah, if you look at it's an all-black box, and it says, like, craft with an attitude on it, and it's a squirrel cartoony, like, holding a hop, so you think it'd be like, and it's called Hop City, you think it'd be real hoppy. It's a little misleading. It's not like that. It's definitely very, like, I don't know, very good. I like it. It's not too bitter.
Yeah, I think, like,
almost has like a, I want to say it would go really well with a Philly pretzel. Is that weird to say?
I feel like it would go good with a Wawa pretzel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, the soft pretzels, yeah. Like...
Oh, man.
Right?
Now I want a soft pretzel.
I almost, like, taste that with it.
Like, I'd say it starts... Like, when it starts out, I could feel that, like... I could taste that, like, maltiness in there. And then, like, middle, you start to get that hop. And then at the end, that little bit of bitterness comes in, but it doesn't last long.
Yeah.
Like, it's bitter, and then it's just sort of gone. And it leaves a good flavor in your mouth. Like... Right now, I don't have any bitterness. It's just nice. It's a nice, like, one and done. There's
no... Yeah, when you, like, take a sip and move it around, you can taste the sweet. Very, very well done. I can see why I won some medals in its day. And this is a... Yeah, I'm glad this was recommended to us. I had this a long time ago, and I was telling Nathan I had it, and the only thing I remember is actually just drawing the squirrel while I was drunk and, like, giving it to someone. But that was so long ago, I couldn't even remember how it was. But I like it a lot.
Yeah, I've never had it, and I don't know why, but I drink Yingling a lot, as I've said before. So whenever I get a lager, I'm, like, expecting Yingling, because I'm just thinking lager.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think. But it's very good.
But in the same sense, it definitely can be up there with, like, the Yinglings. Or, like if you were to go and order a lager from somewhere, this could easily take its place. It's that...
Yeah. It's universal, I think.
Definitely like a universal lager. It's not, like, too thick or...
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... It's that medium ground.
Yeah.
Where you're, you know, you get your really darks. than here on a general scale of what most people are ordering at a bar, where it's, you know, like something dark like a Guinness, then heavy, then you got your lager, and then you got like a light beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most bars aren't going to have much more than that, and if they do, not really many that people
usually
order.
Just Sam Adams.
Yeah.
This is better than Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah.
They're Boston lager, that's
for
sure.
By far, like I said, never met a Sam Adams I liked.
Yeah. I never met a person named Sam Adams, so...
I never have either. So prove me wrong, people.
Yeah, someone named Sam Adams, come up and talk to us.
For real, we need driver's licenses, too. Yeah, I'm not just bringing in some asshole off the street like, my name is Sam Adams. It's like, no, dick, your name's Gary.
Did I ever tell you about the... I went to Boston once before I went on tour, and... I was originally going up to hook up with a girl that I really liked, and I ended up getting really drunk and leaving with a girl I didn't know. It was like, honest to God, the only time this will work. I was in there in the bar. We like went in to get a drink, and then I ran into my friend Harley, who lives up there. He was literally just like walking past the bar. He lives in the area, but kind of like a rare chance that like dude me from 6 hours away,
yeah,
run into him. So he came in. We ended up getting like six pitchers. And it's like kept drinking. And this older woman was talking to me, and she was like, What are you trying to get into tonight? And I like looked at my imaginary watch, and I was like, well, it's like 9 o'clock. I wanna fuck something. She's like, okay, do you wanna go back to my house? And I was like, yeah. It was a big mistake. But then I found out that she was 45. And I made her, like, we were in the midst of getting into it, and I made her pull out her driver's license and give it to me, and I took a picture of it with her birth date, and she was 45, and I was stoked. She apparently had sexual relations with Brian from Minor Threat and Dag Nasty, so I am an Eskimo brother with Brian from Minor Threat, and that makes me feel awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
And but yeah, just I love the fact that I was like, give me your license, and she was like, what? I was like, I don't believe you, and I took a picture of it right in front of her. I did not care. And she woke me up, like, we drank all night, and she woke me up, like, 8 in the morning to do it again. And I was like, no. I was just, like, so mean to her, and then she drove me around in her fancy car and bought me breakfast, and then drove me to the train stop too, so I can go to Lowell, Massachusetts. Shout out to Fake Boys. And then, oh yeah, and then right before I got out of the car, she's like, do you want my number? I was like, no. And she's like, no, really? I was like, no. And she's like, alright, have a good time. That's the last I heard of her.
Hey, you should have got her number. Anytime you were in Boston, you could have been like, hey, what's up?
No, I think it's way cooler that I just said no.
Yeah.
Thanks
actually,
for breakfast. Yeah, and driving me around.
Yeah,
and
Fonz never got their numbers.
Right? Yeah, Fonz. Probably the only time in my life I'll feel like Fonz.
Yeah, Fonzie.
And I even had a leather jacket that time. Oh, it works out.
Yeah, Fonzie would have never been like, yeah, I'll take your number, Mrs. C. Like, no, he was just Audi.
Audi.
Yep. Oh man, speaking of that real quick, like, I've got a question for you to ponder. If you could live in one TV universe, which TV universe would you live
in? Is it strictly TV, or can we go into movies?
No, TV.
Is it TV? Oh man.
I only asked this question, I just thought about it, thinking of Happy Days, on Tell 'em Steve Dave's podcast, which is the guys from Kevin Smith movies. They asked that, and Walt Flanagan said Andy Griffith's show, because there are no tears in the Andy Griffith world.
Wow. That's so tough.
Right?
What would you do?
I would have to say probably either Deadwood, because I'm into westerns, all the shit like that, or I've been watching it a lot, Cheers.
Cheers.
I would love to hang out at Cheers with, like, if like you popped into the world and all those characters were there, I feel like I'd be able to get along with almost everyone in that bar.
And, you know, granted it's all fictional,
mm-hmm.
but if I was gonna, like, I'm gonna, like, give more than one answer, because if it was, like, super, if there was no boundaries,
mm-hmm.
I would go something like Doctor Who.
Yeah, okay.
And live in that, like, be not, like, even if it was just, like, for once to do a, like, quest with him, yeah. even if I wasn't like some sort of like sidekick, because I don't really fit the qualifications of being a woman. Although I would be for him. but if it was more like on the realistic fictional side, if there is such a thing, I would have to do something like, oh man, I don't even know. I was gonna say something like Happy Days, but maybe something even earlier setting than that. Mm. Like something
Boardwalk Empire.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe even like The Wire.
Right on.
Fucked up and awesome.
Would you be a drug dealer or a cop?
I don't know. I don't know what they'd write me as. I'd probably be the dude that gets you to the dude that gets you to the guy that gets you to the murderer. Like one of those dudes. Or the dude that like done fucked up and got shot.
Yeah.
But still lived and just is fucked because yeah. I'm doofy and a calamity.
I
could be the cop that everyone makes fun of. I think I'd be like the really dorky cop that everyone makes fun of. Like, you don't even leave your chair, fatty. Have another donut. It'd be like, the joke's on Drew again.
If I was on The Wire, I'd totally want to be like, I'd just be like, write me as some like crazy hillbilly who sits in a fucking trailer and cooks glass all day. And like, it's like, I know where you can get them.
Oh, you know what? Even better, I would be in Scrubs.
Because
that's my favorite show of all time.
Good one.
And I would love to be in something that filled with, like, I mean, it is pretty heart-wrenching in my opinion at points, but it's so funny. Like,
I'm going to change my answer, actually. I'd be in Spaced.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah.
That's very close to life, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it very much so is. But that would be like, you know, like to have that thing where you're just like, yeah, I don't draw, obviously, but like the dude works in a comic shop, gets into the comic book world, he's an awesome girl who's his roommate, and goes to pubs and shit all the time and gets high.
Yeah.
Like
I said, very close to real life.
Yeah.
And
Pat would still be my best friend.
Yeah. That's the criteria. I would like things to be a little farther removed from real life. Like, if I could pick anything, like, I'd probably be in, like, Greece. I know it's on a show.
Yeah.
But I'd love to be in the 40s with that music and that style and all that stuff.
That was, like, 50s.
Yeah, 50s. Sorry, 50s. But, like, that I would love to be, like, that type,
yeah.
that era. Like, it just seemed... It was revolution. Think about it. Looking back on it now, the rock and roll was like the devil's music then.
Oh yeah,
and what they were singing about.
Yeah,
I would love to be a part of a boom like that.
Yeah,
we didn't. I guess the last time there was a boom like that musically, anyway, was like as much as I hate the band Nirvana,
mm-hmm.
and that was like the last time there was like
a
urban counterculture music that got big and changed.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate Nirvana. I'm glad Kurt Cobain's dead, but like. It's you can't deny that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like that would be really cool to be a part of that, and I'd probably actually be successful in music at that point.
Yeah. See, like I, now that I think about it, like if I had to go like somewhat of a movie wise, and if we were going to like, especially 60s era, I would definitely go for American Graffiti, just because like that movie when they're cruising and they're doing all the stupid shit, like
or.
Warriors!
Oh my god.
Imagine that.
If I had to go for 70s
dude,
nonsense...
Dude, bopping your way across town.
Dude.
Right?
The bitch from fucking Carmen Sandiego talking to, like on the radio.
And sending them clues. How does she get the information? No one knows. It doesn't matter. Cyrus's boys are telling her, like, all straight-laced Afro glasses. They're over here now.
Dude... Cyrus's guys were like scary as fuck. Like,
yeah.
When you think about it, they all knew kung fu. They all had afros and wore fucking sunglasses at night.
And wore geese.
Yeah.
Matching geese.
And they straight up beat the shit out of,
Yeah.
What's his name?
End.
No, in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They elbow him
to death. They actually kill him like, that way. They
I can't
elbow
think of his
him
name.
To death. Oh, no, I can't remember either. Can you remember any other names? Are there Swan?
Ajax,
Swan.
Rembrandt,
he's the rookie douchebag.
Yeah, the spray painter, the
yeah.
tagger.
That's the name. Snow is the real black dude, big afro.
Yeah.
Who's the other black guy that, like...
It's been a while since I've watched it.
I just watched it not that long ago.
man. By the way, people, this is like one of my favorite fucking movies of all time.
Me too. Yeah.
Like, I cannot get enough.
Me and Bill were talking about the gangs in. We were just like, yeah, there's like. We knew there was a lot of them, but we were trying to name them. Because you got like the Baseball Furies who are badass, and you got the Turnbull ACs, and we're just like trying to name them all. And then we went on to Wiki, and there's I think there's close to 200 gangs listed in there. Like, they're not even filmed. Yeah. Like, how does that count?
Yeah.
But there's so many. We're like, what? Yeah.
Did you ever play the game on PS2?
Yeah, I borrowed it from you. Yeah. It's awesome.
That game was great.
That game
like,
is excellent.
I wish they'd do an HD version of that. Because that game was so much fun. Like, okay, you gotta run around and tag and beat the fuck out of people while you're doing it.
And
like,
you don't play the movie. Like, you play the movie, but it's literally the last half an hour of the game is the movie. It's all new shit.
Yeah, it's pretty much what's going on with the spots you don't see that aren't filmed. Like,
and also, like, gives you the awesome background on the Warriors.
Yeah.
How they were, like, battling the other Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, game is great. Yeah. I haven't had that much fun playing a video, like, at the time in a long time.
I
like,
beat that game so many fucking times.
And then you played the arcade version at the end? Dude,
and then
so good.
What was great, too, is, like, if you had a friend over, that game never got old. So you could just fucking... I'm getting ahead of myself. No, but you could just throw that bitch on and be like, all right, let's play this game. And it'd eat up hours, but you'd have fun as fuck. Because it was just... It was almost like a side-scroller. You just beat the fuck out of people for the most part.
For the arcade version, it definitely was a side-scroller, just 3D looking.
Hence why I love Rockstar. They have never disappointed me.
They have for me. They're not my favorite game company, but I will say that that game is flawless. Also, one of the few games that is third-person that the mechanics of like controlling makes sense to me from them. Like, Grand Theft Autos don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. You can't do shit. It's like a step back from Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
If you will. And not that I'm just comparing game mechanics, not the companies.
Best third person game that I've ever played, as of right now, New Tomb Raider. That's shit.
Yeah.
I know this isn't like a video game thing, but we like video games, so deal with it. Tomb Raider is the is the shit. So if you have the opportunity, go out and play Tomb Raider.
Opportunity.
Yeah, opportunity.
Oh shit. Puns. You know, puns all day.
It's pretty rad. Pick it up. It's worth it. Very worth it. Like, it's worth $60 when it comes out. I was very, very happy with that purchase. Some games I get and I have buyer's remorse. Like, I could have fucking waited for this game.
Yeah.
But that game, I'm like, I'm so happy I didn't wait on this game.
Yeah, I still need to get Halo 4. I'm real bummed out about that because that game rips.
Yeah.
Speaking of puns and bad humor, I went on a rant about how a lot of comedy nowadays, just from that stand-up, that everyone's trying to be like shock value comedy anymore. Ever since like Dane Cook ran around his goofy self on the stage and like Louis C.K. started dropping knowledge bombs on people. Everyone's, so it's like very like, it's like a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. You see them all the time. And I was just wondering, like, I went on a rant. It's a real cheesy joke, but this is why I'm getting to it.
Okay.
On someone else, like, see, I like my comedy the way I like my wine. And I stopped and was like, wait, I like my wine sweet and wine's wet. I like my comedy the way I like my bread, because wet bread sucks. I didn't know how to put it, but I was very proud of that.
That's a good one. Wet bread sucks.
Or you could also say it because toast is fucking awesome. Use the joke doubly.
That's awesome. That is good. Because wet bread sucks.
It's the worst, man.
Dude, you should start a movie cast and just be like, wet bread to toast. That could be the rating.
Speaking of toast, I saw a movie called Toast recently. Tim Burton's wife is in it. That girl that's in like, Fight Club.
Bohem Carter or whatever.
The girl that's in Harry Potter and Fight Club. That's his boyfriend. And it's about a kid who it really enjoys baking, and his parents like hate good food. Not hate it, but like his mom ends up being really sick of like can't breathe, has asthma and shit. She ends up dying. You're not gonna watch the movie. I don't fucking give a shit if I spoil it. Spoiler alert! Fucking fast forward. I won't even tell you how long. And he ends up like they're cooking the canned veggies in the can still, like putting it in boiling water, like the can, like they don't know how to cook at all, and he ends up like learning how to cook, falling in love with cooking, and also it's like a true story about this dude in England, but like the whole movie progresses, and his mom dies, and then his dad starts dating a piece of shit, and then his dad dies, and the piece of shit that his dad is dating is Tim Burton's wife, okay. And she's really good in the movie, but nothing happens in the movie. Like, the movie, I was laughing a lot. There's a lot of funny points. I mean, even when they're not supposed to be funny, yeah. I was laughing. It's one of those things. But nothing happens at the end, and then at the end, he ends up just like, randomly gets into a scene with another younger dude, and they make out a little, like, they kiss, and I'm like, so, because, like, not that it matters,
yeah.
But I felt like it was, like, so wild, like, wildly written that, like, it, none of it made sense.
Yeah.
I was like, so what, because you bake, you're gay?
Yeah.
And that there's something wrong with that anyway, yeah. Or... It was just real weird, and I was just like, it's such a, like, it was cool and funny, but, like, yeah. Made, like, nothing connected.
Yeah, because when you were describing it, I was like, maybe I'd like to watch it. I mean, I love cooking, and I love,
it's definitely, watch... like, there's things in it that are funny and awesome, yeah. That, like, even, like, there's a serious part where the dad is, like, grabbing the kid's face and shoving it in food, like, eat it! Eat it! And it's supposed to be, like, intense, and I was hysterical. It's this fat father, like, shoving this kid's face into, like, all, they're calling it, like, pie, but it's just, like, a throw-up on a plate.
Yeah.
It's just really funny, but I was so bummed out about that.
Yeah, because when you're saying, like, I like cooking, I will watch things based on, like, I like Gordon Ramsay's, like, shows... In England, not in the American ones that are dumbed down. Because in England, he's just like, you're a fucking idiot. I'm like, they don't edit that shit out over there.
Yeah.
So it's fucking great, but... And I like, you know, Anthony Bourdain and, like, Marco Pierre White. And I fucking take the recipes and go cooking, and I'm like, oh, I enjoy cooking. So that sounded awesome. And then you describe the end of it, and I'm like...
Yeah, it's weird. Real weird. Like, yeah. I guess the moral is that when, not any moral, but like when his dad dies, he's like, just tells the woman, like, well, you won it. I'll never have to see you again. And he packs up his bags and leaves and pursues. And he ends up, he's a real famous chef over there.
Uh huh.
So, and they were like, they showed his picture and it was like, this guy ended up doing this. And he's like a real famous chef over there. But like, honest to God, there was just like, it could have been written as a cool life story because a lot of shit happened, but like,
yeah.
Just, made no sense at the end.
Yeah, it was just filmed stupid.
Like, almost like the dude was like, you have to write that I'm gay in there. Remember to write that I'm gay. Like, it was just randomly thrown in there.
Yeah.
And 2 seconds. And doesn't pursue another lover. The dude, first dude he kisses just, like, leaves.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what? Like...
Yeah.
First time I kissed a girl and she left me, I was... like, my heart shattered.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you wouldn't write that in? That would be... That would get you Academy Awards. Like,
yeah. Like, one movie that... I watched when it first came out, because it didn't really hit theaters. It went, like, straight to On Demand. And it was only on Demand for a while, but it was James Franco in Hell.
Okay.
Which is based on the Allen Ginsberg poem. And it recites the whole poem throughout it, but it's also, like, a story about Allen Ginsberg. And the poem part, when he's writing it, it's animated.
Okay.
And they do, like, something different with it. And, like, he was gay and, like, all this other shit. But, like, if you've ever read, like, Kerouac, like, On the Road and shit, Allen Ginsberg was in love with Kerouac. He makes, like, a little appearance in there. But it was really, it was done very well for, a life story, but also showing what the guy's work was. Because Howl was, like, at the time, people were, like, outraged by this fucking thing. He was, like, a beat poet type of deal. And, like, that's a cool way to go about doing someone's life story when you do it very interesting. It sounds like these people try to do something interesting, but fucked it up.
Almost like they're... I think they're falling in that trap that people still think that they need to be in, or like, the under 2 hour thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first time movies were ever out, and people won't have the attention. I mean, people are dumb, but...
Yeah, it does depend on the subject matter, too, but if you can make a good movie... You'll have my attention for 3 hours if you want, or 2.5 or whatever.
And more people would watch it if it was good all the way through. Like,
I mean,
more they would be. What I want to say is they would be more stoked because they get more bang for their buck.
Right? Yeah,
they're like, oh well, at least there wasn't all these open holes in a potentially cool story and I wasted 2 hours of my time.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Like, all right, everyone is probably familiar with Apocalypse Now. There was Apocalypse Now, theatrical version, and then there was the fucking Redux. Which, you watch the Redux, and then watch the theatrical version, there's so much missing that you're like, how the fuck was this even put in theaters? Because it doesn't make, like, some of the shit, you're like, what the fuck? Like, there's shit missing. Because I saw Redux first. It came out at a certain time, and that was when I saw it. And that movie is like 2.5 hours, 3 hours, roughly around there somewhere. I can watch that movie any fucking time. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's about essentially some dude going into, like, going a little crazy on a boat in Vietnam. You could make any fucking movie that movie, where you can have something that shouldn't keep your attention for that long take your attention. And, like, half the fucking movies that are coming out that are Oscar winners are like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Argo was, like, really long. But it had a... That fucking story was riveting. Like,
I wanted to see it.
Yeah. Dude, see, I'm not going to give anything away for those of you that don't know the history and shit, but that movie is, like, an attention grabber. And Ben Affleck? Fucking A, Ben Affleck, by the way. Like, The Town was good. You know, that other movie he did was good, but this movie was fucking top of the fucking line.
All right, you ready for beer two?
Yes, beer two, Wild Blue. Wild Blue is a blueberry lager that fuses the juice of nature's perfect fruit, blueberries, I fucking concur, with premium American and German hops. Two row and six row barley malt and cereal grains. Wild Blue has a full taste with a pleasant blueberry aroma and flavor and contains 8% alcohol by volume. Its fun, irreverent spirit is conveyed in every aspect of the beer, from the bottle label that features a bulldog kicking a blueberry to its full-bodied taste. Wild Blue is a perfect drink for adults who are thirsting for something new and will be available in sleek 12-ounce amber bottles. Please remember to always enjoy responsibly. It means no drinking to drivers out there, guys.
Which we don't do. Not anymore.
No, we don't do that no more, eh? Oh, no, we're not on the Canadian beer anymore.
All right.
Ooh, I like the cap, too, because it's got that bulldog's face on it. Okay. Oh, these are
the
twist-offs.
I just noticed. Well, sweet, you be able to keep one of the caps then when you get the beer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Keep that shit for sure.
Yeah, I didn't even
look
at
this. Funny thing about my back is it's located on my cock.
Yeah, I just happened to look down and I'm like, oh, twist-off. You're looking at the bottle. No, I feel like a retard.
The second I opened it, I smelled blueberry pie. Like, you just smell blueberries the second you open it. Oh my god, it's purple.
Dude. It looks like I was stepping on fucking blueberries all day. Like I Love Lucy.
Oh my god, it actually smells like, just like blueberries. And this is gonna be awesome. The head is purple. I think I'm gonna Instagram this bitch. And I think it's perfect that it's in Wonder Woman. That's right. Putting shit in Wonder Woman.
I'm gonna Instagram this bitch a little bit later, as a matter of fact. With Batman winging shit.
Winging shit.
Yeah, pun intended.
Alright, cheers.
Cheers. Oh my god.
That is awesome.
Favorite beer ever. I don't know. None of you out there really know, but my affair with blueberries is something that is legendary. I fucking love blueberries. This has not let me down.
Yeah.
Oh my god. When I went to New York on vacation, I got blueberry fucking something chocolate covered pretzels. Like, but it was just blueberry on it. Oh my god. Like.
Yeah, this is really awesome. You don't even taste beer.
No.
It's just like a blueberry soda, if you will.
Yeah, there's no bitterness, no nothing. It's like you're drinking, like, blueberry juice.
Yeah, if you like bitter beer, don't drink this. Like, yeah. Or, like, if you don't like sweet beer, don't drink this.
Yeah, it's definitely a sweet beer.
If you could make beer a dessert beer, this is it. And it's awesome in every sense of it.
It's like my favorite beer ever.
And it's 8%. Whereas the Barking Squirrel was awesome, perfect lager, 5.4%, right?
Yeah.
This is deliciously delectable.
Which I don't think we ever found out the alcohol content on. Was it Black Lager? I don't think that had it listed anywhere.
Because it was probably not alcoholic. Because it was water.
It was fucking O'Doul's.
I would rather have drank O'Doul's.
Is that totally do an O'Doul's cast.
Oh, a non-alcoholic beer cast? Oh my god, that's perfect.
We should just get a bunch of non-alcoholics and fucking see which one is the best fucking non-alcoholic for your
life. We should place bets first.
Yeah.
We'll get like four of them and we'll decide which one.
Yeah.
This is how we come up with episodes. We'll sit at work and be like, oh man, what if we only drink 40s for a podcast, yeah, which is coming up.
Fucking O'Doul's. I can't remember who said it like that all the time. They'd be like, fucking O'Doul's. It was, oh, there was this guy. I do not know his real name, so there's no point in even trying to attempt that, but everyone called him Sarge. And he was a sergeant in the Army. Sort of a weird guy, but a great guy. Like, he was a really...
Disclaimer.
Yeah, he was a really good guy, though. But he'd always be like, he'd come up to me and be like, Nate, you know, I'm taking it easy. I'm quitting drinking. I'm quitting drinking, all right? For me, from now on, it's fucking O'Doul's. O'Doul's and me, we're best friends. That's all we're doing. And he'd drink O'Doul's the whole night, and he'd leave, and then he'd come right back in, and he'd be like, I gotta have one more O'Doul's, all right? I'm used to drinking the normal beer, so I ain't feeling nothing. I gotta have another O'Doul's to, you know, whatever. And he'd be there for a couple more hours. The next night, he'd be there drinking fucking normal beer. I'd be like, what happened to the O'Doul's? You know what? I did good for like 2 days.
Two days.
I figure I can come out and I can have a couple beers. No big shit. All right.
Yeah, I like big shit.
Yeah.
No big shit.
Yeah, no big shit. And yeah, you know, I'm just drinking that. I mean, I love the guy. And some of the shit that he said though did not make any sense, and you were just like, what? But that's why I kept on. I always say, I've realized, I always say O'Doul's fucking O'Doul's. So yeah. Yeah, awesome. But yeah, back to this fucking beer.
And how awesome it is.
Mm.
And way better than O'Doul's.
Oh my god. I just want to tell everyone what my father said about this beer.
Yeah, please do.
Before, I was like, Dad, I'm doing the beer podcast tonight. We're doing this, I found a blueberry lager. And my dad's like, oh, you're going to shit your fucking brains out. And I'm just like, well, I don't know. You know, it's whatever. And then he goes, one blueberry will make me shit my brains out. Lager gives me the farts. You're going to shit your brains out. And like, not to be gross, not to be disgusting, even though we had like a vomit cast. When I drink lager, I have the darkest... I sometimes think I'm bleeding on the inside because of how dark my shit gets. And a fart will linger forever from drinking too much lager. It's just... There's something about it that it isn't quite like any other beer out there that will just destroy your stomach, give you mud butt so bad that it hurts. Like,
especially Anheuser-Busch lagers.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like
but
Bud?
But Yingling, dude?
Yeah.
Like, you drink a whole night, like, you know, 15 Yinglings, your stomach's fucked. Like, you're gonna fart in the middle of the night, and you're gonna be awoken to some foul stench.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of foul beast has ripped open a hole from hell, and the sulfur stench is burning my nose? Like, it's fucking bad. Lager, it gives you sulfur shits.
It's sulfur shits.
It's hellfire and brimstone.
Lager gets you drunk. Gives you the shits.
Gives you drunk, takes the shit.
We should write jingles for beers. We would totally sell them.
It's Yingling.
I think we should write Lager. I think we should write the same jingle for every beer. Yeah. Wild Blue gets you drunk. Barking Squirrel gets you drunk.
Yingling Lager gets you drunk, takes a shit. Wild Blue does too. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
If you die of dehydration from shitting too much, we are not held responsible for we mix blueberries and lager. We should have an aftermath cast.
after Mathcast.
We should just do videos on YouTube of filming ourselves on the can.
You're like, lucky I was taking a sip because I was about to have the worst of jokes. Like an aftermath cast. Like, what, you do a few equations and then cast about it?
Oh, man. You know what I hated in fucking math class? Oh, it's the sum of for addition. Or the product of and fucking whatever. It's like, dude, just call it one fucking thing. It's the outcome. The outcome of me doing all this shit with numbers is this. that's all that it is, but it's got to be something fucking different for everything. Another reason why math sucks. Don't fucking learn that shit, little kids, if you're listening. Don't know why you would be. Beer cast. Underage drinking is not looked proudly upon. Gonna drink this blueberry beer out of the blueberry.
Do you know, I've never came across a beer once that I think would be good as a float until just now.
Oh my god.
Vanilla ice cream.
Dude, if you're throwing a party and you want to stun some people, take a fucking punch bowl and get like 3 or 4 6-packs.
Math, everybody.
Yeah. 3 or 4 6-packs and fucking, like, a gallon of ice cream. And just throw all that bitch together and just let people, like, you know, scoop it out. Because I've been to parties where they make, like, sherbet and they'll spike it. And you get a little bit of sherbet in your cup and it tastes delicious. If you put vanilla ice cream and this shit together, deadly combo. Holy fuck. This, I recommend... It's a hot summer's fucking day. And you're sitting on a porch, like, after a barbecue. And, or maybe next to a fire, like a bonfire. This is a good bonfire beer. And it's a good high percentage alcohol rate that girls can drink it, not get that bitter, gross beer taste that a lot of girls don't like. And even guys, too. Because I know guys that will not drink this kind of, or some of the beers that we drink.
Yeah, like, but Tom doesn't like bitter beers. He likes dark beers, yeah. But he doesn't like bitter beers. So
but, I mean, I know guys who can only, like, we went somewhere, and my one friend, he can't have, he just doesn't like beer. Like,
is that the, I don't like beer.
Yeah, I don't like beer. I want Mike's Hall lemonade.
I want Mike's Hall lemonade.
Yeah.
Now he sounds like Homestar Runner.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, Homestar Runner, hello, strong man.
Oh, no.
But
after having a tall glass of melanin, I like to have fluffy puff marshmallows.
But no, I mean, like,
shout out to Homestar Runner.
Yeah, for real,
boy.
But no, like, I will say, you know, we had to get a Mike's Hard Lemonade, but that led to him and me both drinking, getting drunk, and having fun.
Yeah.
So whatever, but this will get you drunk quick. It tastes delicious. Girls will like it. Those dudes that don't like beer will like it. Everyone's happy. And it, like, even on a winter.
You said summertime. I was immediately thinking, like, nothing makes me think of, like, if you think about winter, you think, like, for dessert even, like, warm pies.
Thanksgiving beer.
Yeah. Like, if you think, like, warm pies, like, this tastes like, just like blueberries, so yeah. Of course blueberry pie or anything. So it really does go around.
Yeah.
This is a beer for everybody. I think we found, like,
as long as you're into this, you know, sweetness kind of
yeah,
thing,
like, it's not, it's desserty.
Yeah, this is like the broadest spectrum though that everyone could probably try it and be like, this isn't bad for what it is.
Yeah.
It's like drinking cider.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people, some people rag on people for cider, which I never got.
Yeah, fuck that. Cider is one of the best inventions ever.
Yeah, and it's one of the higher than most beers.
Yeah, like, I mean, even Woodchuck is 5% standard. Mm-hmm. 6% standard, depending on which one you get. And that's the weakest of the ciders.
Yeah, and I used to get, when I go to the fucking Jube, I'd usually start the night with, like, that night where you're not feeling, like, the beer right away. You just want to have a buffer. I'd always grab a fucking Woodchuck.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I'll drink cider any day, but, like, the second I walk into a place and cider's on tap, I get it before I get in. No matter what else is on tap, it could be, you know, the rare or, like, whatever, it could be this on tap. It could be what I'm like cider, because you don't see it on tap, and it's always good, especially if you're just like just starting to drink for the night.
Fucking A. Pickles Pub in Ocean City, Maryland, which we had passed a bunch of times.
And we couldn't drink there at the time.
Yeah, we couldn't drink there at the time when me, Bob, and Jared went down for
a
trip.
What up, National Auto?
When we went down there for a trip the one time, we were walking, and I'm like, we have to go to Pickles Pub, because I have been wanting to go to Pickles Pub for a long time. They had pool tables, and they had fucking apple cider on tap. It was Woodchuck, and I was like, fucking awesome, because those kind of beers, especially down in Ocean City where it's really fucking hot, I don't want to be drinking, like, a Guinness
or
something
like
that.
Yeah, it's almost like you're doing too much of a workout just to drink a heavy beer.
Yeah.
You're getting full, you're getting sweaty.
And I understand why, like, a lot of people you see drinking light beers down at the beach. Yeah. Like, it's almost a must at some points, just because of how fucking hot.
Yeah, if you want to...
Once night rolls around, then you can go into that other... Mm-hmm. You know, the darker stuff.
I was talking to Kate. I showed Kate the Order of the Triad, and she thought it was awesome. But I was talking to her about Ocean City, about the first month that we did. We're down there, like, first month and a half, and I kind of missed that. I mean, it was awesome, but, like, I never thought it... Like, I was talking to her about it. I was like, I miss arcades. And, like there's... I think there's... We found one in Allentown. It was, a bowling alley that has a huge arcade, but there's nothing around.
We should definitely go down to the shore and just have, like, hit a bar or two, but for the most part, like, just go and, like, go to an arcade and spend, like, you know, $15 on a fucking one game.
Dude, I've been dying to go down to fucking Dave & Buster's on Wednesdays.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Half game day.
We both have off on Wednesdays, by the way. And
we also both don't have cars.
That's true. We'll figure out something.
We're good.
Okay. We went to Dave & Buster's that one time.
It was half, and we didn't realize. We're like, wow, $10, you play for like an hour. What's going on? It was half game day.
Yeah, and that day, like, because I had never been at a Dave & Buster's at that point. I would like to actually go to a Dave & Buster's. I don't know how good the food is supposed to be there, but I'd like to eat there.
Dude, I'll tell you what.
I know they have booze.
Shout out to, even better than, surprising, it's not arcade, but... That place, G2, there's a popular restaurant down in Philly called Chicky and Pete's. It's right by the, it's actually right outside of the where the Phillies play.
Okay.
I don't know what fucking shit that is, stadium that is,
but
it's not the Eagles, or maybe it is the Eagles one. It actually is the Eagles one, but.
The Link?
Yeah, right, no, that was taken, no, yeah, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's right outside of there. There's a couple other chicken pizzas, I believe. They're awesome, like, bar food, sit-down restaurant, all that good stuff. They're connected to that specific one's connected to a G2, which is, this is owned by the same people. And you literally order, like, we went there for my brother's bachelor party. And my brothers aren't, like, strippers type people, thank Christ. But, we went there, and you literally, like, order, like, not order, but, like, you reserve a TV and any system you want, any game you want, and they give you, like, the attached-to-the-table huge thing that they fill up with beer.
Oh, I've seen those. Like, they have those at Quaker Steak.
Yeah, and you just unload on beers while playing video games in comfy couches. You're just like, fuck, this is great.
Yeah, that's tits.
And then we're right, you're a drive away from Dave & Buster's at that point.
Yeah.
But it's like good bar with good beers and whatever, you know, and then you're sitting in front of a huge TV playing. The one TV was Wii with Rayman. The other one was like, I think it was like Wii or GameCube with Mario Party. We're just like playing party games. Just like, it was so much fun.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Oh, man. I want to go to this place.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to go every year, but it just didn't work out. It was like April every year was like it. We missed last year. Maybe this year will happen.
I've got something for drunk people out there. Or maybe like... not so much drunk people, but hungover people. If
you believe in eating a good sandwich, which I do, to cure a hangover, and I mean,
are you a sandwich guy?
I'm a huge sandwich guy.
I think I finally figured out that I think I'm a burrito guy.
Okay.
Which is weird because you're looking at throw up, but it's all stuff that like soaks up shit in your stomach, like which is why beans. Sandwiches is awesome.
Yeah, you got beans and all that. Yesterday, I went to Arby's for the first time in a while, and I had seen a commercial for this, and I even forgot about it when we went there until I walked in and saw a sign for a fucking Reuben sandwich. That was, you can get it half turkey, half corned beef, or you can get it whole corned beef. Nice. You give good head.
Damn right I give good head. pride myself in my head-giving abilities.
But if you out there like sauerkraut, fucking marble rye, and corned beef, you will enjoy this fucking Reuben. I've had homemade Reubens. I've had Reubens made by cafeterias. I've had Reubens made by delis, you know, people that pride themselves on their Reuben. This is a very good Reuben. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying it's good.
Especially for fast food, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, you will enjoy it, and it will cure a fucking hangover. I guarantee it. Like, the bread is good. All that good meat going into you.
I'll tell you what. Speaking of, like, homemade Reubens and, for anyone who doesn't know, I was vegetarian for 2.5 years, and I still don't eat red meat. I eat everything else now, because who the fuck cares about a fucking chicken anymore? Overrated. On tour, we went to this place in Syracuse called Strong Hearts Cafe, all vegan cafe, and we played Friday night, and it was pizza night, so you got cool vegan pizza. It was awesome. The next day we went to get food because we couldn't sleep. Long story. And we got... We, like, all... Sorry, I'm hearing weird shit. do you hear that, too? They're like,
yeah, wee-ah! Yeah.
I think my dad's playing Angry Birds, actually. That's what it is. That's all right. And we all... When we're on tour, we tend to, like, all buy food and all split it so we can all try new shit when we go to a place like that. Mm. It's very, because that way, like, we're always like, oh, we want to try all of this, so we all get something, and then we all, like, end up having a plate full of 5 different meals.
Yeah.
And we got a Reuben, a vegan Reuben, and I'll tell you what, it was the best Reuben I've ever had, and it wasn't real. Like, I love vegan food, too, like... And crazy extent, the stuff you can do with protein supplement is unreal, like seitan and stuff. But
what do they put on a fake Reuben?
They make seitan, which it's a protein supplement. You usually, by the time you make it the way it's made, you can slice it up like deli meats or something.
Okay,
it's firmer than like tofu, but like most things like tofurkey, like the deli slices, it's similar to that. I make a homemade seitan that, like, I make, like, boneless ribs out of.
Okay.
And, like, that type of thing.
We're pretty much, you're getting all the flavors of a boneless rib.
Yeah, like, you're putting, like, liquid smoke in it, and you're putting all that stuff, but yeah. you're not taking
meat. You use liquid smoke?
Me
and Kyber do that on burgers. Like, I know you don't eat red meat, but that does add a good flavor if you're doing something on a grill or in your house.
But, like, if you take, like, hamburger rub... Or steak rub with liquid smoke with something that isn't even steak or meat, it still will make it taste like that. So, but they'll do stuff like that, and you can make it like a big deli meat style and just slice it up. And they'll do that, and it was unreal. Like the sauerkraut was homemade, the dressing was homemade, like everything on the Reuben was like fresh. I was so blown away. Like, what I got there was it said peanut butter and jelly French toast, and I was like, oh my god, they're going to put peanut butter and jelly on this French toast and fry it. It's going to be the best thing in the world. No, they made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with French toast, and it was the best thing I've ever had. That's like, awesome. It was so good.
When the time comes around, if you want some to maybe make your own Reuben sandwich, Kuiper's family makes homemade sauerkraut that is banging.
Yeah. I'm usually not a sauerkraut fan.
I'm not either.
But like on Reubens, it's great. But like that's why I was surprised, because homemade fresh sauerkraut tastes totally different from buying it in a fucking jar.
Oh yeah, it does.
It like worlds different. It's like coleslaw.
Yeah.
Fresh coleslaw is great.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been a sauerkraut fan, but I'll eat a Reuben. Every once in a while, I'll have a pork and sauerkraut, depending on if it is homemade. Like, you know, some places, like, I've been to, say the Bloomsburg Fair. Not that I've ever seen pork and sauerkraut there, but if it was there, you know it would be homemade.
Yeah, so you would...
I would try that and see how it is. And whenever I have homemade sauerkraut, I'm blown away that sauerkraut tastes as good as it does with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just eat sauerkraut.
It's almost like if you can compare it to, like, having a beer with dinner. Like, when we were reading about Dead Guy Ale goes good with pork and that type of thing. And how we were just talking about, and tasting it again. Yeah. I still taste Philly pretzel with this barking squirrel.
Definitely.
Where you're just like... Now, granted, the beer tastes good, but, like, even if it didn't taste, and it tasted, it enhanced something, you would be like, wow, this together is still great. And
yeah, like, this, yeah, I'm having a barking squirrel as well. If I just took a big bite out of pretzel with tons of salt on it.
I taste like a salty aftertaste. That's
this
exactly.
Would, it's not even that, though. It's that this would go great with that salty aftertaste.
It's so
like,
good.
It would wash it down nice, but then bring back a little bit of bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I love salt.
Yeah.
I do. I do pound that shit on my stuff. And never disappointed. And I actually... Yeah.
You just said, quote, unquote, I do pound that shit, and I'm never disappointed.
Yeah.
That's real man talk.
Yeah.
No matter what your sexual preference is, that's real man talk. More men should talk that way.
I learned something from speaking of chefs. Going back to something else, I don't know if it was Gordon Ramsay or someone else. But they were like, use salt to enhance the flavor of something. So all those some people, when you throw salt onto something, they get offended because they're like, oh, we didn't cook it. You know. You're putting it on assuming our cooking is going to be shit. No. Either way, no matter how much salt I like to put on it, you're still enhancing the flavor.
Yeah, I'm a dude who tries something first.
Yeah.
But like...
That is the way you should do it, and I usually do it. I do that too.
Yeah, but for some reason when I cook, I don't even use salt. I feel like things are naturally salty.
Yeah, some things.
Maybe what I'm cooking is salt. Like, I'm a pepper guy. Like,
see, now,
before I
that's
even...
that's what I was getting to. Like, salt enhances, pepper changes.
Yeah.
It's not, never the opposite way around. Like, you can throw salt on anything. It will bring out more of a flavor of something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you still have that little bit of saltiness in there, but it will bring out the flavor and shit. Like, when I have steak, especially, or chicken, actually, too, I'm fucking... I'm pouring it on there... Because I like that it hits you real nice. The
thing is, too, is, like, you don't do pepper for sweet and salty, or, you know, like, sweet and zesty type. Like, adding salt to sweet things, too, brings it... Like, eating, like chocolates and saltines or something, like, doing that, like...
Yeah.
That hence, salt does that.
Hence why I'm sure a lot of people have seen Nature Valley bars sweet and salty.
Yeah, like that, but that's, like, that... Yeah. The salt does do that to things, and...
Yep.
Something that I don't take advantage of personally as much as I should. Mm. Like I like I said, I'm a pepper guy. Like, but while I'm cooking, immediately the first thing is like grab the pepper, add it in, fresh ground pepper because no one uses that stupid other shit in the fucking container. But like, I feel like
I found out one little tip I'm gonna throw in there. Speaking of salt and pepper, when you're cooking eggs, don't add salt.
Push it. Push it real good.
Pepper it good. No, if you're cooking eggs, don't add salt until they're almost fully cooked. I found out it breaks down the eggs, makes them a little bit more watery. I stopped doing that, and I immediately noticed a difference in my eggs. But when I'm cooking eggs, the last thing I do, I take the pepper fucking thing, and I'm like... And I like cover it with pepper and then mix it up and it.
See, I will say pepper is like a. I've been in many occasions where sometimes the food I'm eating I don't like.
Mm-hmm. And pepper will save it.
I smother it in pepper if I don't like it, and I just taste pepper and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with eggs, I don't like eggs.
Yeah.
Like, I was lactose intolerant when I was younger, don't like eggs too much. I will smother, I'll usually put eggs on a sandwich. No, I never like that.
Okay.
I'll put eggs on, like, a sandwich, though. Like eggs, cheese, and hopefully some sort of, like
ham meat or bacon or something like that.
Pork roll being the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
So you don't need salt at that point.
Yeah.
But I smother it in pepper and hopefully hot sauce if I can. And I eat the fuck
out of
eggs.
Hot sauce is a good thing. When I was a kid, I could eat scrambled eggs with ketchup. I could not eat any other kind of egg. Like, alone. It had to have ketchup on it, because there's a few things, too, where if someone's like, I have ketchup, I'll be like, I'm going to throw that. Because ketchup ruins the flavor of anything. You throw enough ketchup on something, it's going to ruin it. Like, it's a fact.
But at the same time, I'm a dude that when I was younger, when I ate steak, I was putting ketchup on it.
See, I know people like that now that will, like, throw it on meatloaf, which I sort of understand because it's like a hamburger. But, like, when I see people put ketchup on a steak, I almost flip out a little bit inside.
Well, see, I'm also a dude who can eat a good steak and not, like, well, not anymore, but, like, and not put ketchup on it. But for some reason, it's, like, my go-to. Like, ketchup is, I put it on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But, nothing beats it like that scene in Waiting. Like,
yeah.
Nothing throws off a good steak like some ketchup.
Yeah.
It's like the worst thing ever.
If I'm eating a normal standard ass hot dog, ketchup on that bitch is the best. If I'm eating...
Seeing that, a lot of people would think you're weird for putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah. But,
so,
at the same time, like, one day me and Ron got knockwursts. Okay. I went up and bought knockwursts, and I was like super stoked. I'm like, I love knockwursts, man. And that was the day I went into the mustard. I'm like, let me see what... Because I'm not a yellow mustard fan.
Mm-mm.
I fucking hate yellow mustard.
Yeah.
Spicy brown I could do on some things, but I like good, good mustard. Like, it needs to be good. I can't have, you know, $2 for a bottle of fucking some kind of mustard this goddamn big.
Yeah.
The mustard I get is in a jar about this big. I think it's called Engelhofer, and it's got mushroom seeds in it.
Mustard seeds, not mushroom seeds.
Yeah, mustard seeds, sorry.
He said mushroom seeds.
Oh, my spit.
That would make things real weird.
But there was mustard seeds in it, and sliced horseradish, but not to a degree where the horseradish is overpowering. It's that perfect balance.
Horseradish is so good.
Now, when you throw this bitch on knockwurst, when you throw this shit on a fucking kielbasa, sausage, whatever, and roast beef. Like, I had a London broil sandwich today. With that mustard, it is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Like, if I opened up a deli right now and was like, this is my special. Rye bread, everything rye bread. With London broil and this mustard, you'd fucking be in love. Like, mm-hmm. I know you don't eat that shit anymore, but you would love
it. But yeah, I get that.
But even on, like, I've tried it with everything. The only thing it doesn't really go good with sometimes is certain kinds of chicken.
Yeah, which I understand. Chicken's more of like you put sweet stuff on it almost.
Yeah, and even turkey. But like ham, mustard goes with ham. I don't think mustard goes with turkey.
It does.
I don't think so. I think mayonnaise is turkey. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but like people who put like the mustard mayo combo on turkey makes sense. Because that's like, because usually turkey clubs don't have mustard on them. They're just mayo.
Yeah.
And lettuce and tomatoes. That's like, but like turkey isn't like chicken.
No,
you can
it's
do
not.
You can do both things with it more often than that. Here, we're talking about food. An hour and 8 seconds into it.
I know. Well, should we end it? Or do you have anything else to add?
I don't know.
I mean, we could have a long one. It's not a big deal if we fucking go.
No, I was just stating the fact that like we're getting into some serious food debates.
Yeah, we are.
An hour in.
But
as if you couldn't tell that the 8% of Wild Blue wasn't hitting us right now.
Yeah, I know, for real. But all I can say is though that if there's one thing that beer does to me, even more so than the Mary J. It makes me want to fucking eat.
Yeah, because it's flavors. It's not about like...
Yeah.
Because everyone gets to the point where you're like, I'm drunk and I want food. Everyone gets there.
Yeah.
But the way we're drinking isn't like that. We're not getting shit-faced.
I've had two beers. Or three beers.
We literally had the first beer and we're like, Philly pretzel with this.
Yeah.
Or like, we're becoming those dudes that were like, old guys drinking beer with their food, losers. Like, we're like... you know, this would go good with this.
Yeah.
Or this would go good with this. And even, it's just...
Yeah, because beer goes with way too many things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coffee, I could drink pie. I could have a muffin.
You could drink
pie. No, I can
coffee. The statement, coffee, I could drink pie or have a muffin.
I'm going to eat coffee and drink pie. All right, that's how I roll. Actually, when I drink this fucking Wild Blue, it tastes like I'm drinking pie.
Can I, speaking of which?
Yes. I think I'm going to have my other one of these and then the two fucking...
Well, I was going to say, if you... I was going to talk about this after podcast, since you love it so much, would you rather have an extra one of the Wild Blue and I'll take the... Because you got it this week.
We could do that if you want.
That, because...
I mean, if you don't mind.
No, I figured since you got it and, you know, that's all you... I'll take... You could pass over one of the squirrels then and...
Sweet, yeah, because I'm in love with this Wild Blue, man.
This is my second Wild Blue, so the rest of those are you.
Cole.
And I'll take that extra. I'm not, like, trying to say do that because I don't like it. It's actually fucking awesome. But I know how much you love blueberry.
Yeah.
And I know that you were more stoked on that than...
Yeah. So. Do you remember that time in Ocean City when I bought that fucking bottle of blueberry, like... It was like a blueberry juice.
But it was the...
It was like a concentrate.
It was concentrate. Because
it was for like mixed drinks and shit. It was that palm. Yeah. And I got it and I was like, blah.
Yeah.
I threw it out.
Yeah. And it was like $8. Because it's a. What was it like?
It was one of those.
It was like a liter. It was like a liter of it.
Yeah.
Right? It was a lot of it.
Yeah. Because I was super stoked. I was like, blueberry juice.
I don't know why we didn't think, like, hey, just add water to it, dummies. Like
that or like a salsa water.
Yeah.
It would have been great. You know, but.
Hindsight, man.
Yeah.
Only 2020, like the new Justin Timberlake album.
But also, we were like 18, 17 at that point.
Yeah, we didn't have hindsight.
Yeah.
There's no such thing when you're that
young. No, and also, you don't think of, like, shit that's normal. Like, you know, if I got that now, I'd be like, oh, this is going to be really strong. I have to get something to cut it with. I'll get, you know, this, and I'll make blueberry soda. No, I'm an idiot.
Oh, it's twist off. I was like, why is this so hard?
But it's like, no, I'm an asshole. I'm not going to think of anything. Everything's got to be simple. You know,
take if they sell it in a store, you can eat it. Like raw chicken.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Open package, take out packet, put in water, put in microwave, add cheese, eat. Like, that's mac and cheese. I can make that in my fucking sleep. Take a palm drink. You don't think to add it to something? You're drinking shit that tastes terrible. It tastes fucking terrible, Rudy.
The only concentrate was actually concentrate. Where you're just like, wow, I'm just biting into an orange over and over again.
Right?
Just like syrup.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Imagine making like, if you got palm and making like a like...
Spritzer.
Oh, a fucking... What is it with like... cherry concentrate. Shirley Temple, but
oh,
a blueberry,
yeah.
Shirley Temple. Imagine how good that would be.
I would be drinking Shirley Temple.
I think that's what this is.
Yeah.
This is the blueberry Shirley Temple is Wild Blue.
You know what? Now speaking of that palm shit, though, I think I'm going to get some blueberry shit. And, like,
and make shit.
But I'm just going to mix it with seltzer water and then mix that with vodka. Like, mm-hmm. That would be good.
Nah, you already cut it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got the Red Bull for that reason.
Red Bull. The blue edition. I wish we were filming this. I don't know why I did that.
I'm drinking Red Bull Silver for the first. I'm super in love with the cranberry one. He's super in love with the blueberry one. Mm. The silver one is also great. All better than Red Bull itself.
I have to say, if you enjoy blueberries, you will enjoy the Red Bull, the Wild Blue. I mean,
it's just called the blue edition.
Yeah, the blue edition.
Yo, blueprint. 1, 2, 3... Red Bull.
But I remember you telling me about the Red Bull Blue, and it was blueberry, and I'm like, that, you know, intrigues me. And then I couldn't find it anywhere. And then I went to Penmar, and I looked up.
Yeah.
Which, that whole thing throws me off now. There's Red Bull, and they put Normal Monster on the bottom row.
Yeah.
I was watching...
The highest selling...
yeah.
Potentially, right.
And I was watching something where it's like, when you walk up to a freezer, the first thing you see is eye level. And that's pretty much where the monster was. It was like one step below eye level. But that's where your top sellers go, because your eye gravitates to that section. Mm-hmm. Like, when you walk up, you're not looking down, you're looking straight ahead. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Because
I went up there to grab a monster the one day, and Tom was like, yo, can you grab me a Milky Way? Sure. Try to find a Milky Way in that store.
Oh, I bet.
They're not around. The only place... You can't even get, like, other Milky Ways. The only Milky Way you can get is at the counter in a little section, the regular... Like, not the king size, not the two to-go's.
Yeah.
It's really weird setup. That's
yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't shop there too much. Yeah. I don't like it.
I mean, I went in there yesterday, and... it's gonna be funny. Pat's not gonna listen to this, so it's cool. He sent me in for to get gas, a monster or two monsters or whatever.
For the six that he, our friend Pat drinks six monsters a day.
He did cut back a little bit.
Oh, so he drinks four monsters.
Kuiper cut back a lot, and now he's got like tons of money, and he's like, "Oh, it's great." It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've never drank that much monster
like,
a day.
I'm a dude who drinks a monster, like, at least a monster a day, which isn't great. You shouldn't be doing that, but that's only one. I never met so many people that drink more than one a day.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go one or two a day, but six a day, four a day, every time you go to a gas station, you buy two? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, that's so much.
Yeah. But, he sent me in for that, and I quit smoking, which a lot of you... Yeah, it's nice. I did continue dipping. I was dipping earlier. It's a disgusting habit. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. It gives me my little bit of a nicotine fit. I brush my teeth twice a day. It's not doing anything to me. As of right now, my gums are drooped from poor dental care and smoking. So, it's not that much different, and I can actually breathe, taste, and smell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do that and have to get over that.
Plus, it's almost like a stepping stone.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, you go, like, they say 2 weeks is your nicotine addiction is out. Like,
yeah.
You might still want to smoke out of habit or whatever, but, like, that's the hardest.
Yeah.
So you go a month of dipping, and then after that you start cutting down.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be a lot easier than just, like, quitting cold turkey.
And, I mean, for those of you who have ever done it or know about it, it's not like I'm doing, like... Before I'd smoke a pack a day, I don't dip a can a day.
Yeah.
And there's not as much nicotine in that shit. And in all honesty, it's not as bad for your mouth as smoking is, because smoking will get into every crease, crevice, every part of your mouth, and then your throat and your lungs. Where, for the most part, if you're dipping, you got it right up front.
Tell your mom
whatever.
You dip yet?
No.
No. I love it.
Because, yeah, no, there's certain things you tell a mother. When I told her I smoked, I didn't even tell her I smoked. She walked out of a restaurant, and I was like, you know what? I'm not putting out this cigarette, because I'm not wasting it. And she knew. I mean, I smelled like a cigarette constantly. And she walked out, and she's like, oh, is this what you're doing now? And I'm just like... yeah... And then I got sick recently. I had the flu for a week. After the one podcast, I got sick.
Yeah, we both went... Not one person in that store escaped other than Bob.
Yeah, I know. The motherfucker...
Health kick, dude. He just happened to go on a health kick.
When it comes to sickness... When it comes to sickness, the motherfucker's like Teflon. Alright? He's a non-stick pan. I don't understand it. But, yeah, I mean, we both went through it, and that's what helped me. I did not smoke for a week. Did not have a fucking urge. And the day before I got really sick, I was here doing a podcast with Chetty. And...
Episode number two.
Yep.
What? Black and Harry. Shout out.
Black and Harry. How'd you get so black and hairy? How'd you get so black and hairy? No, I did that, and then I smoked like a fiend that night. I remember. I went through, like, if not half a pack, a little bit more. I didn't smoke for a week and decided, like, the one day that I finally got out in the world and felt like a human being again, I had an urge, and I was like, you're not going to buy smokes because you still feel like shit. And then the urge to smoke just went away, but I had a can of dip in my house. Like, a day or two later, I did that because I do that shit hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a little bit of a disgusting habit. I have a funny story. Me and Mel were hanging out the other day, and I was like, she still smokes. And I was like, all right, I don't mind if you smoke. I'm not one of those militant assholes that are like, that smell bothers me and all this other bullshit.
You can understand if you're just like, there's boundaries that you can be like, listen, since I'm quitting, you know, do it, like, go outside, don't wait for me type, you know, there's, but like, being militant about it actually ends up making you feel better because you're not getting aggravated about it. You don't want
to
smoke.
And not to mention, like, I don't get like, I don't smell it and be like, oh, I need a cigarette. No, it's not like that. But I was like, all right, she smoked. And I was like, I need some nicotine. Like, do you mind if I dip? I know it's sort of gross and whatever. And she was like, no, I don't care. And I'm spitting it. And at one point, I was like, I really don't like spitting in front of her. And I went to turn and do it, and I had a decent amount of spit in my mouth. I spit, it ricocheted. I have a spittoon type deal. It ricocheted and landed right on my shirt. I looked at it and go, oh, that's gross. I gotta change my shirt, like, right away. And she's just laughing the whole time. She's like, and I did it later on, too, and she's just like, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, you know, when you actually think about it, that flavor, that taste will wash out of your mouth, but cigarette is in the breath. Mm-hmm. Like, it's there all the time.
Yeah.
On clothes and everything.
I've been in a house of smokers my entire life. Never picked up smoking. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, yo. Is that not yours?
Isn't it?
You had two. And then you're taking four of those. Remember, all three of those are yours.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my bad.
You have four wild blues to take care of. Yeah, he did it too. Fuck twist offs.
Yeah, fuck it, yo.
But like, I've everyone I've dated has smoked. I'm in a house like full of, the only me and Tom and most of my family smokes. Like me, Tom, and Mike don't, but Kate, Jer, my mom, my dad do. I don't really care. Like other than health issues, which is always, you hate seeing someone, especially older, who's really close to you, get really sick. Which I've seen it sucks, but like, I'm glad. The only reason I'm happy when people stop smoking is if A, I'm making out with them, or B, they feel better afterwards.
Yeah.
Past that, I don't. It's not my life. I don't give a shit. I've made 1,000 shitty decisions that I deal with that people can criticize me on. Like, I'm not going to criticize someone on you. So I feel like more people should have that attitude. And you know, if you're feeling better, then awesome, you know? Like, if it's benefiting you, your decision, no matter what it is, then awesome. And that's what's more important, I feel.
I get that, because my family, a lot of people I know, were always like, well, you know, people that go through this and, you know, they have a hole in their throat and blah, blah, blah. I watched my aunt die of emphysema brought on by smoking. When she first got diagnosed with it, she kept on smoking, like, more than a pack a day. And by the time she died, she was really in rough shape. I mean, I love that woman to death, but at the same time I watched all that shit happen, I still decided to smoke. And Pat's mom, she smokes. Like, I've known her for a long time. I've always seen her smoke. She had skin cancer from being out in the sun too much. She got that, does not have lung cancer. It's like, cancer is in us, no matter what you say about it, what you think about it. We have it. It gets activated at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't get it ever. Most people do. And I drink about 3 diet sodas a day. The stuff in that has caused as much cancer as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not... It's not saying that, like, oh, do whatever the fuck you want. Smoking's great for you. Go get cancer. I don't...
Well,
I never
part
really...
A of that statement, do whatever the fuck you want, yes. Part B of that statement...
Yeah.
Cancer, you know...
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, do whatever the fuck you want. Because it's like, I battle with Chris, the roommate in Effort, who has, he quotes them as irrational fears, like an irrational fear of mad cow disease. And went recently, this is a true story, went through this fear of peanut butter because there is a bacteria that grows on peanut butter that can give you cancer.
Okay.
It was like 3 weeks he was freaking out about it and stopped eating peanut butter, this and that. And it's just like, Chris, how often do you use a microwave? Every meal, right? Well, yeah. well, you know, standing too close to a microwave causes cancer, right?
Yeah, it's like radiation.
Yeah, it's like there's so many things that could cause could potentially cause cancer that you're around. So it's like, yeah, if you don't smoke, chances are you won't get lung cancer, and 100% chance you won't get lung cancer from smoking if you don't smoke. Yeah, but like you're surrounded by everything, and I mean, I hate to be that guy, but you can get into a car accident tomorrow. You could, so like, don't hinder yourself from living.
Yeah.
But also, don't start dying so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the basis on everything. It's like you know, you start smoking, especially if you start smoking young, which you didn't.
No,
you started smoking later.
Yeah.
Which is why I think you doing the stepping stones out and everything is perfect, because you will get out of it.
Yeah.
But like, you know,
like Kuiper, he's been smoking since he was 12.
Yeah, but like you smoke all the time. Yeah, I don't give a shit about cancer. It's almost like, I feel like if you fall into cancer from smoking, well, you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
Ask me for sympathy, I won't give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, type of thing. But like, you're not going to be able to run around, like potentially run around with your kids if you're having kids, or, you know, do this and that if you're unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's more important. Coming from a fucking fat dude over here. But like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not on the skinny side, but like, I definitely noticed.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like,
no, definitely.
Yeah, it's like, it's. There's certain things you shouldn't do for different reasons than what everyone else says.
I love camping, hiking, all that bullshit. The thing that really made me want to quit smoking was not the thought that I could get cancer down the line. It's that when I go hiking, I get
out of breath
really fucking easy. Like, that's the part I hate.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning since I quit smoking, I wake up and hack shit out of my lungs. That's still there, and it's not going away, like, quickly. Like, that sucks, and that's when you realize, like, the damage that you've done. And it's not the cancer that I'm thinking about. It's the fact that...
It's practical.
Yeah.
It's, you're like, well, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to hack this shit up. I want to be able to bike and not, like, die afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, that's what is more important, I feel. Because fuck how long you live and whatever. If you're living every day, then you're living. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could live till you're 35, but if you live 35 years, every day you're living to the fullest, you're living most than more people at 80 or 90 who are miserable, and that's what's way, way better about anything.
Not to mention, my grandmother is in her 70s. She smoked at one point very long fucking time ago. I mean, she didn't smoke when I was born, and that was in the 80s, so I think it was before that. She has lung cancer. She didn't just get it then. She got it recently. Now, I don't care what the fuck you say. If you get lung cancer, you don't get it from smoking 10 years before,
mm-hmm.
and then it magically happens. Like, that shit happened at some point between when you stopped smoking and now.
And when you got it, yeah.
That was no cause of smoking.
And, like,
I really do not, believe that.
My uncle Jimmy never smoked a day in his life.
Yeah.
He died 35 from cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He literally was driving home and forgetting days. Like,
uh-huh.
He ended up having, like, inoperable cancer.
Yeah.
That he was healthy. Like, both of his kids were in football, and he trained them to be as awesome as they are at football. Like, he was active. He was healthy.
Yeah.
You do just get cancer.
Yeah.
Like,
what was it? Was it Leftover Crack that sang that song, Life Causes Cancer?
Yeah.
And it's so fucking true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good shout out to those pieces of shit.
Yeah. But that is a true fact. Like, life does cause cancer.
Dude,
like,
how about Fuck World Trade? How about that album in us right now?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That is reminiscent.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, on that depressing note,
you wanna
cut it?
Yeah, I think we can cut it.
All right. Well, brought to you by the Queens of Beer once again. It'll be our new slogan. Look out for shirts soon. I'm Drew.
I'm Nate. Try Booberry Beer.
if they made Booberry Beer, like Count Chocolate made Booberry
Beer. Dude, if they made straight up Booberry Milk, I'd buy it.
Oh my god.
I had chocolate crunch or. I had Captain Crunch earlier today, and I was like, dude, if they bottled this milk, I'd drink it
right?
all the time.
Dude, imagine if they made Captain Crunch, like the berries, if they made that as a milk.
They make just the syrup though. It's called Oops, just crunch berries or something like that.
Yeah, but if they took
they did make crunch berries for a while.
But yeah, but even if they took crunch berries and the milk you get after, I don't like milk because I can't drink it. It all tastes sour to me for my lactose intolerance. I would drink that.
Yeah.
I don't care how awful my pit smelled afterwards. like Alan style, like dude, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
I would do that anyway. But, all right. Well. Thanks for listening. Super. Well, not super.
I mean, it's about...
You got an episode and a half today. Feel lucky.
Yeah, it was about 45 minutes or 30 minutes, depending.
It's closer to 30. We're edging on the hours.
Yeah, so you got a little bit of an extra, but...
Yo, we dropped a... We learned you something.
Yep.
We dropped you a huge knowledge bomb. Yeah, don't get cancer.
We dropped you some shit that you should think about.
Don't get cancer.
But you might, so... Think about what we said. Don't look so hard on those people that smoked.
Yeah, no. Just don't get cancer, even if you do smoke or don't smoke. All right. Thanks.
Later.